Ezra Sashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Semeches in Meseches Nedarim. I am learning this with you 5 in the morning, and it's still evening turning to morning. It's still dark here in Beit Shemesh. My hours are a little thrown off from my trip to the States, so I figured that I'd be zochet to learn with you earlier this morning than usual. The beautiful silence as I learn out in our dark backyard that's lit up by the lights. We still hear the crickets, but the birds of Eretz Yisrael have not begun to chirp. But probably by the time we finish the daf, they will be in full bloom. We are on Bezer Hashem, our 1001st daf in Shas, daf Samaches in Nedarim, and that's in Perek Naira Hamurasa, that's dealing with the halachos of Naira Hamurasa and her Nedarim. Opening theme of the Mishnah, the beginning of our Perek, is that Naira Hamurasa, as we had seen, expressed very cogently in a very difficult Gemara, yesterday's Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara in the last two words of yesterday's Amud had said that the father and the husband are shutfim, that they equally have the ability to revoke the neder of the Naira Hamurasa, and both of their revocations are necessary in order for the neder to be revoked. In today's daf, we're going to have another source. Yesterday we had two sources, both based the words of the Psukim in Parshas Matos, Vim Hoya Siya Liish, either from the fact that the Vav equates a married woman to a woman who is in her father's rishus, and indicating that there is a time when she is in both rishus, the vav connecting them, or hayosia leish, referring to a new, unique phenomenon of havaya, which is a time of kedushin, and there would be a unique halacha that's different than both the previous case in the psukim, and that is when a woman is in her father's rishus, when she's single, versus when she is in her husband's rishus after she's in a suah. Then there is this middle category of havaya, and that middle category, then both father and husband revoke equally. In today's daf, we're going to have a new makar from the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. Once we have that new third source, ultimately we're going to ask, what does Dvei Rabbi Shmuel do with the other psukim that were mentioned on yesterday's daf? The Gemara on Amud Beis, ostensibly, as you could see by turning to Amud Beis, our daf in terms of Gemara is quite short. There's a tremendous amount of Ran. We'll deal with the phenomenon, what happens if one, either the father or the husband, dies, and the deceased did not have the opportunity to revoke the neder. That will be the discussion on Amud Beis. Let's begin. Samaches Amud Alf, Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tanit, Yishi Rabbi Shmuel taught, Bein Ish Leishtoi, Bein Av Levitoi. The pasuk says there in Parshas Matos, famous pasuk because it concludes the Aliyah and concludes the entire subject of Nedarim. Ela Achukim Perek Lamed Pasuk Yudzayin. Then the Perek Lamed Ela Achukim Asher Tziva Hashem Esmeisha Bein Ish Leishtoi Bein Av Levitoi Bein Ureha Beis Avia. So the pasuk says between man and his wife, between father and his daughter. So there is a commonality between the role of the father and his daughter and the husband to his wife. So what's that phenomenon? Mikan l'nayra murasa shelviyum baila mifir nedareha. That the pasuk, when it talks about the naira, says both the mentions both the av and the husband. So why is that? The answer is because both of them are mefir the neder. So now the Gemara analyzes, as we mentioned in our introduction, Ulatana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, that the source is Bein Ish Lishtoi Bein Av Lebitoi. So then Im Hayasiyah Leish May Avidai. What's he going to do with the pasuk Im Hayasiyah Leish? There we had two understandings on yesterday's daf. Either Im Hayasiyah Leish on the top of Amud Beis, throughout the analysis of Amud Beis, is Hayasiya referring to Havaya. And once it refers to Havaya, then the Pasuk is alluding to the idea of Erisin is a separate status, unlike when she's in a Suah and unlike when she's in her father's Rishus. Or the Gemara had said that the Ve'im means to connect, to bridge, the case of where the father is Mefer when she's in the Rishus, and when the husband is made for when there's a nesua, and that the bridge is in this new category from the ve'im, we learn out the halacha of arusa, that both of them are made for the neder. So either way, lutan very bishmalim ha'yisil yishmayavle. Why does the Torah formulate in that way? So the Gemara says mukim liidach derava. He's going to learn like the other opinion. Some have the girsa of Rabba instead of Rava. What's that referring to? In order to understand this reference of Rabba, we need to see a halach in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph that is also going to be important in terms of understanding Amud Beis of our own Daf as well. So let's take a look at the Mishnah on Ayin Amud Aleph. Meis ha'av loy nisrokna rishus labav. If the father dies, then there isn't anything that is left over. That's what the Lashon Nisrokna means, room left over. There isn't any room left over for the husband. What that means is the following. If the father passes away, then in such a case, the husband cannot be made for the neder alone, and by definition, the neder is going to be standing, because without the hafara of the father, the baal cannot be made for. However, Meis HaBaal, continues the Mishnah, Nisroka Rishus La'av. If the husband dies, there is something left over for the father, and the father can be Mefir the Neder. The Gemara asks, what is the source for the second halacha? That if the husband has died, the father can still be made for the neder. And two lines from the bottom on Daf Ayin, we learn, Amar Rabba da Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, V'mhoya siya le'ish undorea oleha. Makish kodme havaya shnia le'kodme havaya rishona. There is an equation between a woman before she goes into her second marriage to how she was before she went into her first marriage. Continues the Gemara, two lines on top on Ayinam Abeis. Ma kodme havaya rishona av mefer lechudei. Just like every single girl before she's married, the father alone could be mefer. Af kodme havaya shnia av mefer lechudei. And how did we learn out that so too before her second marriage, if her husband is no longer alive, her father can be mefer? We learn that out from the imhaya siya le'ish, that there is an equation with the word vav, and another time, aside from when she's single, prior to her havaya shnia, the father could be mefer, just like prior to the havaya rishona. Back into our Gemara. So the Gemara answers, mukam le'idach de rabba. He's going to learn the pasuk, the yeshiva dvei Rabbi Shmuel, five lines from the top on Samaches and Alpha on our daf, he's going to learn like the opinion of Rabba v'imhoya siya le'ish, telling us that if there's meis habal nisroikna la'aviyah, that it's left over for the father. V'rava, and according to Rava, haytana dvei Rabbi Shmuel may avilei. So then, what's he going to use the pasuk of dvei Rabbi Shmuel? In other words, we're now going back to another Rava. We're going back to the Rava that we had earlier on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph on yesterday's Daf. On yesterday's Daf, we had Rava teaching us that we learn from the Pasuk, V'imhoya siya le'ish, that is the Makar, that father and husband share equally by a Naira Murasa to revoke the Neder. So if that's so what is the Pasuk at the end of the Parsha, right before Sheni and Matos, that we start with on today's Daf, on the first line, Bein Ish Le'ishtoi, Bein Av Le'bitoi, what's that Pasuk coming to teach us? For Rava, Haidetan Ver Bishmal May Avle, it says the Gemara, Mi Boy Le Loimar, it's coming to tell us, Sha'abal Mefer Nedarim Shebeino Le'beino, that a Baal could be made for a Neder that's her personal Neder, that has implications to their relationship. The Mefarish gives us an example, two lines into the narrow. If she promises that she's not going to have, not to be intimate with her husband, or that she's not going to dress herself up to look pretty. Hence, the Torah goes out of its way to emphasize Bein Ish L'Ishtoi, that these Nedarim that are between husband and wife, that is what the Baal could be mefer. This is borne out by the Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, which says that primarily the form of nedarim that a husband could be mefer is a neder that is beino leveino, As well, the Mishnah there on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the beginning of Perek Ve'elu Nedarim, tells us Nedarim that constitute Inui Nefesh, where she is going to cause herself pain, which ultimately will probably infringe on the Beino Veino relationship. And we learn that out over here from the Pasuk, Bein Ish L'Ishto, that Bein Ish L'Ishto is coming to tell us Inui Nefesh and Dvarim Beino L'Veino, which can include Tashmish and Mita, as well as any type of self-deprivation, which the Gemara in the next Perek tells us includes Nedarim of Inui Nefesh. Now we begin a new Shaila of the Gemara, Iboilu, Bal Megaz Gayiz Omiklash Kolish. The Gemara's Shaila is the following. This is an absolutely fascinating conceptual question in terms of the shared responsibility that our Perek is about, in terms of the father's ability to be Nefer and the husband's ability to be Nefer. The Gemara's Shaila is as follows. We know that the Hafara is incomplete without both the father and the husband being Nefer. What happens when one of them is Nefer? Particularly in this case, the way the Gemara formulates the question, the Baal is Mefer. Do we look at it as if Baal Megas Gayas? The Baal cuts it off. In other words, he makes it that the Neder, half of it, is destroyed. Oh, Miklash Kolish, or does he weaken the entire Neder? What is the Nafgamina between the two? Do we look at it as if the Baal has destroyed half of the Neder, or do we look at it as if he's weakened the entire Neder? So this is not just a question of conceptual semantics, but it has a nafkamina, as the Gemara bears out, and as we'll see in the Mefarish. Heicha kami baylan. Where does the Shaila apply? Kigain denadra mitrein zeisin. The woman made a Neder, Baruch Hashem, and the birds are singing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the background. Kigon de Nidra Mitrei Zeisin. She made a neder from two Zeisin. Vishama Arus, and her husband heard it, who's, of course, there is an Arusa relationship now. They've only been married without Nesuin. Veheferla, and he was made for the neder. Vachal Sunan, and she ate, we're going to see in a moment, the nafkamina will be particularly if she ate one of the zeisim. I amrinan megaz goyiz. If we're going to say that what the husband does when he's mefer is he shears off half of the nether, he cancels half of the nether, but she still has 50% of the nether binding, and that 50% she was over when she ate one zeis. So then lakya. Then in such a case, she's in full violation of the neder, and she should get malchus. But if you're going to say that once he revokes the neder, the husband, even though he only revokes 50%, but he weakens the entire neder to the point that on both of the zeisim, it's no longer a full neder, then isura ba'almahu. It's only going to be an Isser, but there won't be Malkus. So, as the Mavarish explains, the Nafkamina of whether you say Megas Gaius or Miklash Kalish is going to be, in the case of where there's two Zaysim, she eats one of them after the Arus was Mefer the Neder. If you say Megas Gaius, so then he took away half of the Neder. Half of the Neder means that one Zayas is Aser and one Zayas is Mutter. If she eats one Zayas, so then in such a case, she'll still get Malkus. If you say Miklash Kalush, so then the Isser is no longer in its original state. 50% of the Isser is gone, and definitely you can no longer give Malkus if a person's only over half of the Isser, and it's what the Gemara calls Isura Ba'alma. Mai, a fascinating Shaila, what's the halacha? Toshma says the Gemara, come in here, I'll bring you a Raya. Emasai Amru Meis Habal Nisrokna. Remember, we learned previously in our daf that based on the Mishnah in Ayin Amud Aleph, that if the Baal dies, so then in such a case, the father still has full Rishus to be Mefer, and once he's Mefer, then the Neder will be undone. That only applies, continues the Tosefta, in explaining the halacha of that Mishnah in on daf ayin, that only applies bizman shelo shama habal kodim shiyomos. That only applies if the husband didn't hear the neder at all, o sheshama v'shasak, Or he heard it and he was silent. O sheshama vehefer. Or he heard it and he was mefer. Umezbo bayom. Zuhi shanin. And he heard it and he was mefer and then died that day. Zuhi shanin umez habal nesroka rishus lav. Then we learned that the halach is that once the husband dies, so then the av alone could be mefer. Aval. Im shama vekiyim. But what happens if he heard it and he's mekayim the neder? He affirms the neder. O sheshama v'shasak, or he heard it and he was silent, the meis biyom shel acharav, and then he died the next day. The difference is that once he's silent and there's a full day that passes, so then we assume that he's not going to be mefer. So then in such a case, the husband had the opportunity to be mefer. He wasn't. Ein yachol hafer. Then in such a case, the father will not be able to be mefer. That's case number one from the Tosefta. We're going to go through Samaches Amabez with a few lines of Gemara with other examples of the Tosefta based on the above rules. And finally, on the top of Samaches Amad Aleph, we're going to have a proof in terms of the question of Megaz Gayez and Miklash Kolar. So that was case number one. Continues the Brisa. Second line from the top of Samaches Amabez, Shama Avia Vehefirla. If the father heard it, and he was Mefer, V'lo hispik Baal Shmaya Ad Shemesa Av. But the Baal didn't hear it before the father died. So what did we learn? Zui Shaninu, that's what we learned as well in the Mishnah on Ayin Omer Alf. Mesa Av, if the father died, so then we learned, Lo nisrokna rishus labal. Then the Baal does not have the ability to be mefer by himself. In other words, the chidush over here would be that if the husband is not alive, the father is not alive, then the husband cannot be mefer the neder. It's too late. He has to be mefer while the husband is alive. This is what we would call teaching number two in the Tosefta. Now, the Rush, in my edition, it's the second Rush on our daf, and it's three lines before the wide, again, in the older Vilna edition, asks that, this is quite a chiddush, this Tosefta. He asks, Tema, kiman sha'av hefer chelkai, the father already was mefer. So the father now died. Why could the husband not do his hafara afterwards? And he suggests what we alluded to when we read the Gemara, the Yesh Leimar, skipping into the wide lines in the Rush. Since the hafara was not complete in the lifetime of the father, so then the hafara of the father is now batel. And therefore, when the husband now is doing the hafara, he's attempting to do the hafara entirely, and he can't. The halacha is that the husband could only be mefer with the father. Maybe we could suggest a slightly different answer from the Rush. I don't claim to know these sugyas well, but it could be that we learned yesterday on the Samach Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara had told us mefirin shnehem bebas achas, that the hafara has to be done by both of them simultaneously. The exception of the Gemara was that if one was mefer and then he was a break between his hafara and the other's hafara, then in such a case the two hafaros are not connected with each other. A particular example of the Gemara was, what if first one of them was mefer, and then the other one was mekayim, and then chozer on his kayama. So the Gemara says that's a violation, mefirim shneim bebas achas. So maybe it's not considered mefirim shneim bebas achas if one of them has already died. It would seem that the Rush is giving a slightly different teretz to that, and of course, if the Rishonim say differently than us, then there must be a good reason for it. Either way, that's halacha number two in the Tosefta. And that concludes on the last narrow line, which is only four lines from the top, on our short Amud, Lo nisrakna rishus lebal. Case number three, Shama Bala, if the husband hears v'hafirla, and he's mefer v'lo hispika av l'shmoa, and the father did not hear it ad shemes habal, before the husband had died, zuhi sheshanenu, that's the case that we had learned, mes habal, that if the husband dies, nisrokna rishus la'av, that there is rishus that's left over for the father. In other words, the father could still be mefer. Case number four. Shama bala. Two lines from the bottom of our Amud. The husband hears, v'hafila, and he's mefer. V'lo hispika av l'shmoa, and the father didn't hear it, ad shemes, until after the death of the husband, ain until after his own death. In other words, the husband hears the neder, and he's mefer. The father didn't hear it at all, because he died before he was able to hear it. V'lo hispika av l'shmoa ad shemes. Then in such a case, ein habal yochel lehefer. Then the baal cannot be mefer. In other words, as we have seen, the only individual that could be mefer alone is the father. But the baal cannot be mefer, since there was a father in the picture. Even though the baal is mefer, once the father was alive, at any particular moment, he was alive at the time of the neder, ein habal mefer elo b'shutfis. The baal can only be mefer b'shutfis. Continues the Gemara going on to Samach Tes Amar Af. Shama avia, if her father hears it, v'hafirla, and he's mefer, so we're up to now on the top of Samach Tes Amar Af, case number 5 in the Tosefta. If the father is mefer, v'lo hispik habal l'shmoa ad shemes, but the baal wasn't able to be mefer because he died first. Chozer av umefer chelko shel baal. Then, in such a case, the father has the opportunity to be mefer the chelek of the husband. So the husband will have to go back and be mefer in order for the neder to be undone. But at the same time, the husband is dead. So who's chozer? Chozer av. The father could step in and be mefer the chelek of the baal. That's halacha number 5. Rabbi Nassan had a famous analysis of this halacha number 5. Again, the case in which the father heard, he was mefer his side. The husband, the father needs to share to be mefer the neder, he will have to be mefer the husband's part. The only thing that the father has to do is be mefer alone a second time is simply a case in where the first case that we had on the bottom of Samach Tes Amar Aleph, that there was the husband that did not have the opportunity to hear it, and he died even before the father was mefer. However, if the father is mefer, and then the husband dies, so then there still is the moment in which the husband was supposed to do the hafara, and then we have this nuanced halacha of chozer av umafir chelko shabal. On that, Rabbi Nassan came along and he said the following chiddush. Amar Rabbi Nassan, hein hein divrei Beis Shammai. This is the opinion of Beis Shammai. What Rabbi Nassan is referring to is a machlokas between Beis Shammai Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the following way. When one of the two, the father and the husband, are mefer, what happens? Is it that you view it as if the neder has already been cut in half? That's exactly what we described as megas gaias. Or do you say that one of them has just weakened the neder, but it's not been cut in a half? Rabbi Nassan suggests the following, that Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you view the neder as cut in half. If that's so, let's take a look at the Mefarish in Dibur HaMaschil, Beis Shammai Savri Megas Goyiz. So let's take a look at the Mefarish, 6 or 7 lines into the narrow. Beis Shammai Savri Megas Goyiz, Ki Kodama Av V'Hofer Chelkoi, when the father, even before the husband had passed away, had been meifer his chelek, chotcho l'shnayim, he already cut it in half, v'nisbatel chetzev, and one of them was entirely batel, v'adayin chetzev kayim, but the side of the husband is still standing, uke shemeifer achshev chelko shobal, havei shalom mufar, then in such a case, he has the ability to cut the other half of the husband. However, The opinion of Beis Hillel is you would not be able to do this. Why? Let's go one mefarish up, three lines from the top. Dibra maskel Beis Hillel am en yachol hafer. Chelko shel baal bilvad. The father cannot be mefer the husband's chelek. Elm ken chozer umefer chelko imo. Unless he's mefer with the husband himself. Mishum desvir le miklish hechad hafer chad below chavre. Because he holds the neder is still entirely standing and it's only weak. Va'akati have a neder shalem. And the neder is entirely standing. Now, if the neder is entirely standing, so it needs both of them to break it. If we're going to say 50% of it is already taken away, so then in such a case, the father could represent the baal and take away the other 50%. However, if the neder is just weakened, in other words, it's been downgraded, but it still needs both of them to undermine it, that's miklash kalish. So then in such a case, the husband is no longer alive, and you only have one of them being nefer. So claims Rabbi Nassan that if we're going to say chozer av umafir chelko shelbal, it must be because he understands when the father was mefer the neder, he cut it down to 50%. If he cuts it down to 50%, then you only need the other half. And for that, the chiddush is that the husband could come in and step in for the husband to be mefer his neder. This is a beautiful shaila that was posited by the Gemara Megas Gaius Omiklash Kalish, and a fascinating raya, according to Rabbi Nassan, that the opinion according to Beis Shammai is that in a case of where the husband has died, the father could be mefer on the husband's behalf. That would only make sense if we're going to say Megiz Gaiz and not Miklish Kalush, and that is a beautiful proof to the Shaila that the Gemara had raised on Samaches Amar Aleph. So to summarize today's daf, what we did is we saw that the Vei Rabbi Shmuel had a third source for the requirement that both the Av and the Baal be mefer a woman's neder in case of a Nair Murasa. Rabbi Shmuel learned it from Bein Ish L'Ishto, and he was cholik on Rava, who learned it from the Pasuk in Hayasiyah L'Ish. The Gemara also pointed out that Rava, who disagrees, is going to use the Pasuk Bein Ish L'Ishto to tell us that the Baal is mefer specifically Nidarim Shebeino L'Veina, or Nidarim of Inui Nefesh, as described in the Mishnah on Daf Pay. The Gemara also points out that there is an opinion of Rabba on Daf Ayin Amid Aleph that could use this pasuk of Vim Hoya Siya Le'ish to tell us the halacha, which ultimately the Gemara discusses as well, and that is that Meis Habal Nisrokna Rishus La'av, which Rabba darshined on Daf Ayin Amid Aleph, that he squeezed it out of the pasuk Vim Hoya Siya Le'ish. Then we had five cases of a Tosefta that was all used to bring up the fifth case to be poshet, the fascinating shaila of the Gemara, when one of the two are mefer, is it that he cuts the neder in half, megiz gaiz, or miklash kalush? Ultimately, we concluded from the fifth case of the Tosefta that it's megiz gaiz, which follows the opinion of Beis Shammai, and that's what allows, in a case of where both the husband and the father are alive at the time of the neder, and the father is mefer the neder, but then the husband dies, the halacha is the father could step in and be mefer the husband's half as well. That, the Gemara says, only makes sense if you view it that the father already took away 50% of the neder, then one other person could take away the other 50%. However, if the father, by being mefer, is just miklash kalush, so then what you need is still two people to be mefer the entire neder, and one person cannot be mefer because still 100% of the second half of the neder is there, and one person would not be enough. Be'ezer Hashem, since we learned this early in the morning here in Artzeinu HaKdosha, I hope that we could even get back to our halacha from the daily daf. Be'ezer Hashem, maybe we'll be zocha to learn again before Shabbos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Sameches in Maseches Nedarim.